Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, October 25th. We had markets closed mixed today with corn steady, wheat higher in Chicago and Kansas City, lower in Minneapolis, and soybeans sharply lower on the day. So we had December corn finish even 386 and three quarters. That's down 4 1/4 cents on the week. We spent most of the week in a range between 385 and 395. Obviously, closing near the lower end there. Second day in a row, we've traded below the 20-day moving average. Now that coming in at 390, but really not a whole lot going on in the market. Had an inside day today, trading inside of yesterday's range. So market maybe waiting for a little direction regarding weather. We've got some snow moving back into the Dakotas, some rain coming into the eastern Corn Belt, maybe causing some more harvest delays. So not enough. Got it going either way here to get the funds very excited. Funds still short about 70,000 contracts of corn, so we'll have to see if they react to this second day below that 20-day moving average. In the wheat, we had December Chicago finish up a penny and three quarters at 517 and three quarters. That's down 14 and a half cents on the week. You had the funds turn around and get long to Chicago wheat. Now starting to drift lower. The 20-day moving average in Chicago comes in 506 and three quarters, so we're about 11 cents away from that number. Kansas City, December finished up 3 1/4 cents at 422 and three quarters, down a dime on the week, so a little less weakness in Kansas City. 20-day moving average about 6 cents lower at 416 and a half. And you got the funds still short about 25,000 contracts in the Kansas City there. So again, maybe reacting a little bit to that fund position, not as weak as the Chicago. Minneapolis finishing down 3 1/4 cents at 536 and three quarters. Markets keeping an eye on dryness in Argentina and Australia, although that's getting a little bit of relief in parts of Australia, but also the harvest delays in the northern plains with that spring wheat still maybe 7 to 8% left to be harvested up there. In soybeans, we had November beans finished down 13 cents at 920 and a quarter, down 13 and three quarter cents on the weeks. On the week, 20-day moving average in the Nov beans comes in at 926, so that's the first trade below there and closed below there since September 12th. Market has been for about a week and a half trading in a range between 927 and 939, really reacting to news about the trade talks. And talks going on today there at the deputy level with Mnuchin and Vice Premier He, with discussions that China is looking to have those December 15th tariffs lifted, also maybe some other tariffs reduced before they go ahead with these promised $20 billion of ag purchases. That would, again, bring China just back to the pre-trade war level. So I think the market is also looking for something a little bit more than that. But in the meantime, the recent purchases, we've had some nominal purchases from China, one or two over the last couple of weeks. We did have a large number of cancellations on the exports the other day, and China has been buying beans from Brazil, coming in cheaper and better quality. And part of that agreement to buy was the importers in China looking for as needed and quality and price still a consideration. So markets maybe not seeing a whole lot of confidence in that. And with the funds long in the soybean market versus short, you maybe have some of those recent longs that have been long about 3 weeks now, getting a bit nervous and taking some profits or bailing out of those positions. In outside markets, you had the dollar up 22 ticks at 97.63. Again, we've bounced off of that 200-day moving average. So we'll see if that holds that lower dollar for a while, maybe helping a bit on the export side of things. If we can get back below that 200-day moving average, maybe you see some continuation. That would certainly help. Crude oil up 24 cents a barrel, 56.47, and the Dow up about 150 points. S&P trading right up near contract historic high, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great night.